Hi, my name is Joe Hancock, founder of His Vessel Ministries, and your host for Becoming His Vessel podcast. I often say in this thing called life, I may not always get it right, but my heart is to get it right. So my heart's desire is that this would be a resource for me as well as you, that we would be formed by God's Word, filled with Father God, and just poured out for His glory, truly becoming His vessel. I was recently on a prayer call, and another individual was on the prayer call with us who is a phenomenal Bible teacher. And she made this comment, this really biblical principle, that God watches over you with His love. And that so spoke to my heart. I thought, God, there is nowhere I could run to and get away from you and escape your love. There's nothing that I could get myself bogged down into and it would escape your love. That you wouldn't be there. You would be watching over me with your love. In other words, God would be protecting me. Even from myself, when I can get myself in a mess, with my mouth, with some of my ways, many times my pride rises up. And when she said that, that so spoke to my heart. And I thought, God, thank you that you watch over us with your love. I want to talk about that today because tomorrow is Valentine's Day. And it's a special day in all of our lives because we always think about love, don't we? Think about doing something special for someone to show our love toward them. And really, we think someone's going to do something special for us to show their love toward us. But do you know that God above all is watching over you with His love? Because look, 1 John 4:8 says, God is love. He's the perfect love. And for us, the greatest thing that we can do, what did He say? Jesus tell us in Matthew 22:36. The first and greatest commandment that we can do is to love God. So we want to give back to God. We want to show our love toward God. But listen to this. The second greatest thing He said that we can do is love our neighbor as ourself. Right there, Jesus said, there's a threefold cord of love. So we love God. We love others. We love our neighbor. But how? As we love ourselves. I want to camp out right there today in this podcast and let us visit there in this time of Valentine's season in love, because we are to love ourselves. That's the third chord there of love. In fact, I want to encourage you to do this. Let me interject this right here. To remember that their love works three ways: love God, love others, and love yourself. I want you to get three different cords. I want you to get a red cord that represents God, get a white cord that would represent you. Why? Because you want to walk with a pure heart. You want your heart pure so God can just pour out His love through you into anyone else. And then just get a third cord of any color, and then I want you to wrap those together. I want you to entwine those together. What? As a memory of the greatest thing that we can do is to love. Love God, love others, but that white cord, love yourself. It's just a remembrance that God's love, His commandments to us, is a threefold cord of love. So let's talk about loving yourself. I will tell you, for some, the greatest way that you could love yourself today is to forgive yourself. It may be something that the Holy Spirit has been speaking to you, bringing you back, seeking that you would go there. You would visit that place where you just haven't turned loose of something that you did and you haven't forgiven yourself. You haven't released yourself from it and you're holding yourself in bondage and it's bringing guilt and shame and a heaviness on you. And so whatever that is today, the best act, the best gift that you could give yourself today is forgiveness. Bring it to the cross. Lay it at the foot of Jesus and say, God, I forgive myself for this. Listen, I've had to do this in my own life, and I will tell you, it will lift a heaviness. It will open the prison door. It will set you free to forgive yourself. So that may be the way you need to love yourself today, is to forgive yourself. Hey, another practical way that you could love yourself right here in this season of Valentine, take some time for yourself. We always put others in our work and commitments and service and all of that ahead of ourselves. But listen, love yourself today. Love yourself this week by doing something special for yourself, by taking time for yourself. Hey, it may be that you've been wanting to get a pedicure for a year and you just haven't done it because you just haven't taken the time. Take the time and do that. And enjoy it. And while you enjoy it, don't be busy trying to work, consume yourself with other thoughts. Just enjoy the moment. Something special. It may be that you've been wanting to read a good book and you've put it off. Take that time and enjoy that good book. Hey, listen, and don't feel guilty about it. Love yourself. It may be, hey, I've seen the times when I wish I could just soak in a hot tub and just sit there and not process anything, not try to work out my next assignment. Just sit there and soak and enjoy the moment. Take time for yourself. That's an act of love. Why? You're giving that to yourself. That's your gift to yourself. Another way that you can love yourself is encourage your own heart. And I will tell you, I'm going to really share some of my secrets with you right here. There are times when I can get myself down. It's easy, simple for me to go out here and love my family, love other people, give of myself for them, build other people up, encourage them, speak the word over them. But when it comes to me, sometimes I beat myself up. And I have found in those moments that I can love myself if I will stop and get along with God. I simply take out a plain sheet of paper and a pen, and I just begin to write. I begin to write myself a love note. I begin to write myself. First, I tell God, God, I know that you love me. You love me. But right now, I don't feel loved. But God, right now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I want you to bring to my remembrance. I want you to speak to me love words. I want you to sing over me, God, if you will, with love words. And I will take that pen and on that piece of paper, and I'll just begin to write how God loves me, but things that are worthy about me, Joe Hancock, that God sees and God knows, that builds me up, that I am worthy, that I am valuable to God, I am valuable to my family, that God hasn't given up on me, and love myself in the remembrance that God has handed me an assignment. God's handed you an assignment. But I write these out, and it begins to build me up, and I begin to feel love, that I can love myself. Because so many times, the enemy will have us blinded, won't he? And that all we see is the negative. Because we so see all the good about everybody else and we bring ourselves down. No, I get that paper and pen, and I begin to write the reasons that God says I can love myself. I can love myself the way God created me. I can love myself with the gift that God gave me, that He did give me a special gift, and that I can offer that back to Him. I can love myself with the body that God gave me. Now, I can tell you there are a lot of things I'd like to change about it, but in that moment, God begins to love me, and I can begin to love myself as the Holy Spirit points out things that there are things to love. Why? Because God said that you were wonderfully, fearfully, and wonderfully made. God, thank you. I can love the way you made me. And I can love the things you're doing in my life, God, that's making me even better. Why? Because God says, I am loved. Hey, you may not hear anyone else say it. You may not hear enough people amplify that to you, but God loves you. And you can say that to yourself. So it may be that you need to pull out a paper and pen and just begin to write out a note to yourself that you are loved and that you love yourself. And you love the person that God is making you into. Why? That's sanctification. Hey, we're all being sanctified. We're all being made better and better and better as we lean into Him, as we love God, and as we love ourselves. We're all getting more like God. And that's so good. And then, let me tell you what else I'm going to do this Valentine's Day to love myself. I'm going to get a piece of chocolate candy, a turtle. Those are my favorite candies, a chocolate turtle. And I am going to indulge in a piece of chocolate candy, a turtle. Now, I'm not going to overindulge because that would not be good. That would be too much love for the moment. But I'm going to love myself and enjoy that and not feel guilty. Not feel bad about it. Just enjoy it for the moment. Now, I don't want to make a habit of it, but that's something I can do at this special time of the year. Then, you know another thing I'm going to do to love myself at this season? Is that I'm not going to put undue expectations on myself. I'm going to love myself in knowing that I will do what I can do for other people. And it's okay that I can't be everything that everybody wants me to be. That is love. I will give of myself as I know God would ask me to give. Not sacrificing things that God's not asking me to sacrifice. And feeling okay that you can't do everything. Now, if you're like me, you know, you want to please everybody. But to love yourself is to please God and be pleasing to what the Holy Spirit calls you to do and be satisfied with that and love the fact, hey, we can't be everything to everybody, because I found that's stepping over the line sometimes and getting in someone else's territory what God's calling them to do. So I'm going to love myself by doing what I can do and resting in the moment and feeling satisfied about that, feeling good about that. But the scripture also says, love your neighbor as yourself. You know, in this season, you know one way you can love your neighbor? Ask God, who is it that He would want you to write a special note to? If He would even want you to. Now, I'm not saying He does. But God, is there someone that you would want me, as I love myself, writing myself a love note, who is it that you would want me to write a love note to? To let them know they are loved. And then whoever it is, hey, take out a plain piece of paper. Don't make this complicated. Don't go think you've got to go buy a fancy card or a fancy piece of paper or dress up, you know, with colored pencils a piece of paper. Just take out a plain piece of paper with a pen. And in your own handwriting, not an email, not a text, a piece of paper the old-fashioned way, and write a love note to someone, letting them know that you love them. You could draw a big heart on there, you know, with a red pen, and leave it on their doorstep. Nothing fancy, but from the heart. Hey, isn't it those things that are handwritten on just paper that we tend to gravitate to first? Because you know what it says? It's special. It almost says it's from the heart. Why? Because it's you. It took your time. It took your effort. It's what you wanted to do. It's your own personal handwriting. Do that. That's one way that you can show love to your neighbor. And let me say, if you happen to be one of those that receives one of those special handwritten love notes this Valentine, acknowledge it. Make sure that you acknowledge it. Enjoy it. You know, once you receive it, read it, sit down, soak it up. Oh man, let it touch your heart. Don't just read through it and lay it aside. Savor the moment. Let it speak to your heart. But then acknowledge it to the person that took the time to love you in that special way. Because you know what that does? That's you loving them back when you acknowledge it. Then the third chord there, you love yourself, you love your neighbor, but love God. Thank God. Thank God that He loves you, that you don't have to perform for God. You don't have to get all dolled up for God. You don't have to measure up. God just wants you real. He just wants you to be pure. He just wants you to be right before Him. He just wants you to be with Him because He wants to be with you. I have found sometimes I felt like that's the greatest way that I could love God in the moment is just be with Him. Not to go do, not to get another lesson, not to put together another assignment, but just be with Him. So love God. Love God. And then remember that God loves you, that He is watching over you. He's watching over you with His act of love because He is giving to you. He's giving you another day. He's giving you another breath, another act of wisdom that you can show your love to Him, your love to your neighbor, and you can love yourself. And remember, God's love is always an action. It's not just thinking about it. Oh, I think I'll do that, and then you never get around to it. No, God's love is doing it. So whatever God is telling you this Valentine, this time of showing love, this time of loving others, loving yourself, and loving God, just simply do it. Just simply do it. And make it simple. Don't make it a big work. And let me circle back and encourage you to do that threefold chord of love. The red chord for God, the white cord for you, and then the other color cord for your neighbor. Why? So that you don't forget yourself. Don't forget to love yourself. Because God is watching over you with His love. Thank you for listening to the Becoming His Vessel podcast. If you'd like to receive more resources that would help guide you in becoming His vessel, I invite you to visit our website at www.hisvessel.org. If you'd like to connect with me directly, I would love to hear from you. You can reach me by calling 334-356-4478. And my prayer is that you would seek to love God with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your strength as you seek to become His vessel.